yet.
In upstate New York. Are we all connected? Are we all connected with them?
We're about to be, yeah.
Oh, you mean we're not yet?
It's working its way through, yeah.
Oh, it is? Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. Well, I guess we'll
fire
just...
Fire up that sounder. Let's roll.
Fire up. Okay,
you
good.
Got it.
Good. You're the boss here.
Good morning. A brighter day is here. Good morning. May we bring you cheer.
We've got time, we've got tunes, we've got time, tunes, and temperature.
Get up and go, it's today, you know, on KSBO Radio.
Top of the morning to you, everyone in Central California. It's MZ welcoming you to hour number one of the Saturday special. We're going to have a good time today, as we do just about all the time. A couple Saturday specials ago, I got in an altercation on the radio with a guy who irritated me. And we're going to sort of follow up on that today and have some fun. So stay with us for the next 2 hours.
Good morning. Now stay right here on KSCO Radio.
On a recent Saturday special during a discussion of the high cost of health insurance, I got into an argument with a caller, Patrick in Felton, who had the audacity to say that the vitamin supplement companies are as profitable as the drug companies. When I took issue with him, he started ranting and not letting me talk, so I did what I hate to do but had to do. I potted him down, said what I had to say, and then put him back on, and he was still ranting. He then accused me of having a conflict of interest by advertising health supplements on the radio when I am a distributor for a vitamin and mineral company. He also said he wanted proof that supplements work. We later exchanged emails and had a civil telephone conversation off the air, but come this Saturday, we're going to revisit this fascinating topic with special guest Bernie Owens, host of one of our most popular programs, The Wellness Hour, even though it's on from 5 to 7 a.m. on Saturday morning. Bernie is a ball of positive energy, and it's high time the most intelligent radio audience anywhere got to know this inspirational guy this Saturday, 10 a.m. to 12 noon, right here on Tell You the Truth, whether you like it or not, radio, AM 1080 KSCO. Hey, Bernie, you're worth that buildup and more. Now, what am I hearing here? Okay, we gotta shut the thing off here. Okay, go ahead. Now, here we are. Bernie, you're in upstate New York, am I right?
Yes, I am.
In a place called Horseheads?
No, I'm in Erin.
Oh, you're in Erin. Okay, now, just so people can get a fix on this, where is Erin in reference to New York City?
About 400 miles away.
I see. Okay. So, yeah, so it's sort of like the distance between Santa Cruz and Los Angeles, I guess.
Yes.
So, okay. Now, Bernie, you do a radio program on WWLZ, which is one of our longtime affiliates for the Dead Doctors Don't Lie program good 6 or 7 years at least, if not longer. And that's where you came from, huh? You were listening to the program one day, right, and decided that this was sort of a fascinating topic for you about remaining healthier, longer in life, and living longer?
Yes, and that's exactly the reason I picked it up, because Doc really inspired me one time on the way home. At first, I was very upset, but after listening to him for about 2 days in a row, I said, oh, my God, this guy's telling me the truth.
Why were you upset?
Because I used to listen to a show called Dr. Laura.
Yeah.
And I used to love it because it gave me something to listen to on the way home from work.
Uh-huh.
And all of a sudden, this guy's on there, and he's hawking vitamins and minerals, and I thought, oh, no, and I turned him off 3 days in a row.
Uh-huh.
Well, the third day, I didn't turn him off. The third day, just before he went to turn it off, he said, if you got white, gray, or silver hair, you're on your way for a cardiomyopathy heart attack.
And you do?
I already had two of them. And I thought, oh, what are you talking about? Because I had pure white hair. And he said, you have a copper deficiency. So I went home, I looked it up, and he was absolutely correct. And the next day, I listened to him again.
Wait a minute. Wait. You looked it up. Where did you look it up, and where did you decide that he was right? I mean,
Nature's Medicine.
Yeah?
It's a little book that you can buy them. I bought them through years ago. I bought them through a health place, okay?
Uh-huh.
And it's called Nature's Medicine. And it's through Prevention Magazine, okay?
Uh-huh.
And I just bought the book. And you know how you buy something when you see it, but you never look it up? You know, you never really pay any attention to it?
Yeah.
But when he started talking, I come home and looked these things up. He was talking about, and everything he talked about was in these books.
Uh-huh.
And he was telling the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And so I figured, well, you know, I'm going to try it. Now, my wife said, you're nuts. You're just wasting your money. I was taking Centrum Silver at the time. But I shouldn't mention that, but that's what it was.
Centrum Silver. Yeah. It's quite a well-known brand of vitamin and minerals. Yeah.
Well, but I never had any energy, Michael. And I was, you know, I was over 50, and I was about 56 years old, and I wasn't very healthy. And all of a sudden, I decided that, you know, he's telling the truth. So I started on the regular vitamins and minerals that we have. And, oh, my goodness, Michael, I had so much energy, I didn't believe it. And everybody...
See, I didn't know you before. I just know you after. You are a ball of fire and energy. I can't imagine what you would be like, you know, as a boring person who talks slow and doesn't, and is sort of...
Believe me, I was. My dad, I was just like my dad. My dad used to come home from work, and he'd sit in a chair, and he'd fall asleep. And I was doing the same thing my dad did. But I figured because I worked hard. It wasn't because I worked hard. I work harder now than I ever did. And I'm retired. But I just, Michael, it's what happens when you really give the body the nutrients that it needs. Your body needs 90 nutrients a day, Michael.
Yeah.
And without them, believe it or not, even if you're missing one or two, you start to slow down. And it's because your body actually needs all 90 nutrients. And you don't want to even subsidize just one. You don't want to miss out on just one nutrient because your body actually needs it.
Right. So okay. Now look, you heard the you heard the little audio clip of the program that inspired this program.
Yes, I
emailed that to you, and I don't know if the audience would be interested in us replaying that or not. If they are, they'll call in and say, "Yeah, go ahead and play it." It's about 10 minutes long or something like that. But, on this program a couple of weeks ago, I was just incensed when it was we were talking about health insurance and the high cost of health insurance, and no one's going to argue about that. You know, we're all in agreement there. And I had just put it out. I said, hey, I'd be interested in what each of you pay for health insurance. So, you know, if you're willing to share that information, how old you are and so forth. And a nice gentleman called up and said, I think he's 64 or 63 or something, just in the last, few months of being Medicare age. And he said that between him and his wife, he was paying like $1,500 a month. And I said, well, okay, for two of you, if your wife is about the same age as you, that sounds about right, because I'm going to be 55 in 6 months, and that's going to thrust me into a whole new rating category. So that instead of paying, I think, $554 a month, I'm going to be paying $705 a month for exactly the same coverage because of this magic thing that happens. Anyhow, it was a nice civil discussion until, the caller made the comment about the nutritional supplement companies he basically suggested that it's fraudulent and that, you know, people will say anything to make a dollar and that there's nothing there. And even though he agreed that the cost of health care was obscene, he said, the vitamin and mineral thing is just as bad, and they make as much money as the pharmaceutical companies. And I said, whoa, wait a minute. That's not true. And that's when the argument ensued. And it really bothered me, you know. So I don't know, maybe it doesn't bother the audience as much as it bothers me, but I think it's a fascinating topic. Yes, it's well known that there's a good markup in vitamins and minerals. I mean, I think that's true.
Okay.
But I wouldn't call it an obscene markup. I mean, there are pills that cost you know, $10. They're pills, drugs that cost, $50 a piece.
Yes.
There are no vitamin pills that cost $50 a piece.
Let's pull one out of the air.
Yeah.
Prozac.
Yeah.
Okay, Prozac, 20 milligram tablet. Consumer price, 100 tablet, $247.47. That's the cost for 100 Prozac 20 milligram tablet.
Okay, so it's $2 and almost 50 cents a tablet, right? Okay.
You want to know what it costs for active ingredients? Did it cost them to make it? 11 cents.
Yeah.
You want to know what the markup is? $224,973 per cent.
Yeah.
Michael, that's an actual cost.
Yeah.
And that came from the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Yeah, all of this is available online, right?
Yes, all of this stuff is available online, Michael. That's where we get it.
Yeah. And so...
This was set out by someone right from the government.
Right. So this caller later, we did have a nice, as I said on the program, we had a nice civil discussion later on, off the air. And, you know, his point was, it bothers him that we seem to, sell vitamin and mineral supplements to people by running down the medical, profession and the prescription drug and the pharmaceutical company. And I said, wait a minute, we don't do that. I mean, maybe Dr. Wallach does a little bit, but we don't certainly do that. We just want to let people know that prescription drugs are by nature toxic. They're chemicals. And why in the
world call them a drug?
Yeah. So in any case, and we have our pharmacist Ben who guest hosts now and then, and we have you and Roger and Dan and the gang who do the wellness hour, and you guys don't have letters behind your names, at least now you don't. Maybe you will someday.
I won't, but Roger does. He is a PhD, but that's beside the point.
Uh-huh.
I am not, I never will be, and I don't want to be.
Uh-huh.
Because I want to show people, Michael, that any average individual can come up with enough knowledge, and there's enough articles out there, you've got computers, you've got books, you can know more than a doctor can if you spend 15 minutes a day reading.
More than a doctor can about nutrition.
Yes, more than a doctor can about nutrition. And that's, Michael, that's really where it's at. You see, the Lord gave us a wonderful body. The only thing is, we do not take care of it anymore.
Yeah.
And all you really have to do is to take care of your body, is to give it what your body actually needs. And if they're trying to say you can get it from the food group, I'll argue that point with them too.
Yeah.
Because you can't anymore, Michael, because it's no longer in the soil.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
now,
not just me.
Now, how do you know that's not just a gimmick, you know, that statement?
Everybody tried to say that, you know, and they'll say, oh, no. They say
that. It's a great gimmick if you want to sell vitamins and minerals to just say, hey, you know, our soils have long since been depleted. You know, people say, oh, if that's true, oh, well, maybe I should supplement, you know.
Okay.
What makes sense to me, whether that's true or not, and it probably is true, but what makes sense to me is if there's something wrong with you, why would you not want to try the natural method first? Using supplements that don't have side effects, mm-hmm. rather than using a drug that requires a prescription from a doctor that does have side effects, because every drug does have side effects, and more than half of the commercials on television these days are for prescription drugs. And you have half of the commercial is taken up with a disclosure about all the things, all the side effects, which to me sound worse than the disease.
I wonder if there's any side effects in taking nutrients. You know, I've had so many people say, well, what's the side effects of that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're healthier.
Yeah.
Because
if you take too much vitamin B, you know, you'll get diarrhea. I mean, there's no question about that. I mean, it's happened to me. But,
vitamin
you know.
Vitamin C, get diarrhea. With
well, maybe that too, but I've had diarrhea from taking, you know, just sort of a shock to my system because I went so long without taking any supplements, and then all of a sudden I take a couple of ounces of something that's a shock to my system, and all of a sudden I start, well, if I did it, I mean, that's what happened is I got, this is What are we talking about diarrhea on the Saturday special for? Well, whatever.
Oh, no, it's we're late for break.
Okay, good. Thank you. It's a floating break. Thank you very much, Jay, for pointing that out. Let's take a quick break here for the benefit of our listening audience in Elmira, Corning, New York, and you in our wonderful KSCO audience. We'll be back in exactly 2 minutes and 30 seconds. Stay with us.
Tired of monkeying around with broken sprinkler heads and smelly lawn mowers? Weeds and dry patches make you scream. Growling over your decision to put a plant the size of an elephant in the space the size of an African hedgehog? Navigating your way through the maze of gardening and landscaping options and maintenance for your home or office really is enough to drive anybody wild.
Hi, I'm Randy Quilici, owner of Quilici Gardening and Landscaping. If anyone knows there's a jungle out there, it's us. We've been offering complete maintenance and landscape installation for residential and commercial properties since 1982. It's easy to let things get overgrown and out of hand and keep putting off adding that special water feature you've wanted for so long. Let us help by taming and shaping your landscape into something you'll be proud of. Call me at 425-5269 or visit us at QuiliciGardening.com.
Quilici Gardening and Landscaping, because without them, it really is a jungle out there.
Hi, I'm Adolfo Garcia, owner of Community Tree Service. We offer dumpster rentals, tree work, demolition, and free estimates. For any of these services, please go ahead and call my office and either talk to Regina or Naomi at 763-2391. Thank you.
Are trees around your house looking strange, leaning in the wrong direction, blocking your sunlight, in danger of falling? Take care of this and call us, the professionals, Community Tree Service. We're licensed, insured, and bonded. We offer free estimates and are ever ready in emergency situations. We take pride in being reliable and will accommodate your needs with safe professional service and advice. Call our office today at 763-2391 or from Santa Cruz, 426-6340.
Hello, I'm Robert Stangero. Many Santa Cruzans know me as Big Boy. The original Stangero family has been in business since 1879. Our name stands for quality, quantity, and great service. Our Regilda's restaurant on the Santa Cruz Municipal Wharf is still the fishing headquarters for the area. It's where fishermen gather every morning for coffee and breakfast before heading out on the bay. Stop by Gilda's and say hello. Both Gilda and I and my son Dino look forward to meeting you at Gilda's at the center of the Santa Cruz Municipal Wharf.
KSCO AM 1080, the station for intelligent people only. Stupid people must tune to another station immediately.
KSCO 1080 on your dial.
And today, only, maybe in the future, WWLZ, AM 820 on your dial. It's the Saturday special with MZ and special guest Bernie Owens, host of the wildly successful Wellness Hour with Bernie and Friends, currently carried on KSCO AM 1080 between the hours of 5 a.m. and 7 a.m. each Saturday morning. And that originates from WWLZ AM 820 in Elmira, Corning, New York. And we're talking health. And actually, we haven't put out the phone numbers yet, but let's do that. It's 479-1080 or 477-1340. If you're interested in this subject and have something to contribute, we'd like to hear from you. Again, 479-1080 or 477-1340. The area code is 831 if you're outside the area code. We also have a fax number at 475-2967. And I have an email address, mz@ksco.com, which you can email during the show today, and I'll do my best to get to your email and read it on the air. And of course, that's good anytime if you ever want to email me on any topic. So let's go back to our special guest, Bernie Owens. You there, Bernie?
Yes, I am, Michael.
Okay. We do have a caller, Billy Sunshine, who says that the markup stat, I assume that you spoke of, is dishonest. Okay, so let's go ahead and bring Billy on. Billy, welcome to the Saturday special with Bernie.
Hi, Michael. Hi, Bernie. Gentlemen, the biggest problem I have, as Michael knows well, is I'm pretty skeptical, and there's lots of people making lots of claims all the time, and I don't doubt that I need some supplements. But, for example, let's take the number you just shared with us before. The chemistry, the chemicals that go into Prozac only cost 11 cents, and they charge $2.50. Well, that's great, but that has nothing to do with the cost involved. It's a dishonest number. What about the testing? What about the secretary? What about the human resource person? The fact is that it's not about just the chemicals. So you see what I mean? That even people who, like yourselves, honest guys trying to do the right thing, that's a totally dishonest number.
Okay, well, Billy, good point. I'm happy you brought it up, but I want to ask you, what's your answer to the question or what bothered me? And I don't know if you were listening to that program. Do you believe that the vitamin and mineral companies, the nutritional supplement companies, make as much profit or anywhere near as much profit as the pharmaceutical companies?
My answer, the first answer I have is, well, it doesn't matter.
What do you think? What do you think?
Well, here's what I think. What I think is that both businesses have incredibly good markups, and the owners of both do very well. That's what I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Bernie, do you have any response to poor Billy here?
Okay, I will go along with that, but this particular article that I got this from is... came from the budget analyst out of the federal Washington, D.C.
No, I'm not questioning your number. Point is the number doesn't tell us anything. To say that the amount that the chemicals cost does not represent the cost to create and market a product.
And the research and development and so forth. That's why.
What I mean. We know what these people... You see, if only the vitamin industry or the supplement industry went through the same testing... which, by the way, is imperfect when the FDA does it.
That's right.
I at some point could feel a little better about knowing which products are which and, that sort of thing. I think there's a potential for vast dishonesty in the supplement business, as there is in the drug business, I might add. And this little example is perfect to prove that.
Okay. Thank you, Bill, for your call to the Saturday special. Let's go to our next caller. That would be Roger in Washington. Oh, hi, Roger.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Yeah.
This is the Roger who is the co-host with Bernie, who's one of Bernie's friends and mine, too.
You guys know that I own my own vitamin and mineral business, and I produce my own version of minerals and stuff for racing dogs and horses.
Okay.
I can tell you that the markup is not that great, because it's a very competitive business, and pennies count. There's a price margin. There's a lot of products there that we could make, but I can't afford to make it because it won't sell, because the cost of making it is more than what I could sell it for.
Uh-huh.
And the good formulas would take care of some of the major problems that both animals and people have, but I can't afford to produce it because...
I don't expect people, a large number of people in the audience, to be as irritated as I was by that caller's statement that the vitamin companies are as profitable.
Everybody is in the United States has the right to try to make a living and make a profit out of it. And I hear this over and over and over again. Oh, Dr. Wallach, he makes $1 million off his company. No, he doesn't. He has never received a stipend from the American Longevity, or now called Youngevity. The reason is he sold all his downlines and everything to step away from this so that he could have complete control of the company without anybody arguing. And he's never received any money from the company. He sold his ranch to build it.
All that's great, Roger, but that's not the purpose of this program. The purpose of this program is to talk about the difference between drugs and...
That's what I'm getting around to here. He built this business to get a quality product affordable to the people in the United States to start with.
Okay. Now, let me be a devil's advocate, and I'm sort of a weird person to be a devil's advocate because I'm in with you guys.
All right.
But there will be those people who are listening who have called to find out what the cost of the pig pack is, for example, mm-hmm. and they fall out of their chair when they find out that it's $140 for a pig pack for a month's supply for an average person, and that's a wholesale price. You know, so yeah. so when you say you know, make a high quality product at an affordable price, I mean, is that affordable to most people?
Well, to me, I can't afford not to have it, but it's just, yeah, I'll give you one nutrient, for instance, is the CoQ10. If you have a product with CoQ10 on it, you're paying $5,000-some a kilo for a quality CoQ10 to put in your product. If you can,
when you
put
say
other
a kilo,
stuff in there,
when you say
put
a kilo,
stuff in there and make a cheap product, but the cheap product is you know it's the whole thing, the whole story, but you get what you pay for.
$5,000 a kilo, that's 2.2 pounds.
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
So it's a, it again, it's a competitive business, you know, waiting in line for the good products.
Right.
And because there's a lot, lots of different forms and different qualities and different mixes that you can buy, and you can buy the cheap stuff if you want to, but it's not going to work. You can ask Bernie about that. He found that out directly to start with.
Okay.
But there's not that much markup that they're talking about. There's no 2,000 or 4,000% markup like there is in the water industry and the drug industry and the gasoline industry is getting that way now.
Uh huh.
But there's not that much markup in there.
Okay, Roger, stand by here. We got a caller, Neil in Watsonville.
Take a break first.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Jay. Yeah, this break will be 4 minutes and 30 seconds long. Is that correct?
You got it.
Okay, thank you. We'll be back in 4 minutes and 30 seconds. Stay with us. Neil in Watsonville will be up next. And then if you want to give us a call, 479-1080 or 477-1340. It's the Saturday special. Back in 4 and a half.
Outdoors doesn't have to mean roughing it, especially when you have the latest camping gear from Outdoor World. A lightweight, ultra-comfortable sleeping pad, a weather-resistant tent, or a cozy, warm sleeping bag will make spending time in the great outdoors, well, great. Outdoor World has the latest gear for camping, hunting, or fishing. Check out the new drip coffee maker from Coleman, designed to fit on camp stoves, or the cool and sturdy stainless steel Coleman ice chest. You'll also find camp cookware, cots, lanterns, and accessories. Going fishing? Check out Outdoor World's selection of fishing poles, waders, boots, and tackle boxes. And duck hunters will love Outdoor World's selection of hunting rifles, ammo, gun safes, and camo clothing. With so much gear in one place, you're bound to find what you're looking for, and maybe something a little extra, like time. Shop Outdoor World in Monterey on Fremont Street, on River Street in Santa Cruz, and on 41st Avenue in Capitola. Look for their ad in the Good Times in Monterey County Weekly. Outdoor World. We gear you for adventure.
Big changes are coming to KSCO, ladies and gentlemen. The upcoming retirement of Phil Hendry means that weekdays from 4 to 7 p.m., our schedule will soon change. For years, we have been primarily a syndicated program radio station with some local shows. Now we plan to become a primarily local program radio station with some syndicated shows. So, starting immediately, we will be opening up our primetime schedule to more individuals and businesses who want to produce and broadcast their own talk shows on KSCO AM 1080. Our 10,000-watt blowtorch signal can be heard from north of Sacramento to south of Bakersfield in the daytime. Got something to say? A business or ministry to grow? A cause to advance? A candidate to get elected or a voter's initiative to get to pass? Become a talk show host on KSCO and make things happen. For info on rates and schedules, send an email to me, mz@ksco.com, or call my voicemail at 429-2200. That's 429-2200.
This house ain't grand, but for sure it's mine. It's a beautiful driveway for which I pine. I want a thrill when I park my ride. Give me a driveway that's smooth and wide. My neighbors are jealous, I'm happy to say. Granite Construction made my day.
Our little vineyard is a ton of fun. Seems there's always a job to be done. Now it's time to build that retaining wall and a whole lot of earth to haul. Granite Construction is our go-to crew. Granite Construction, thank you.
My corporate project has got me in a sweat. If I really make it happen, that raise I'll get. It's big and complex, but I can't get uptight. Just got to be sure it's on time and done right. So I went and got the best I could find. Granite Construction, that's project peace of mind.
When you need to find the poetry in a job well done, call 1-800-GRANITE. For construction materials and private and custom jobs of any type, Granite Construction. What can we build for you?
Hi, this is Bill Graff, KSCO's production director. Look, I could give you a lot of hoo-ha about how great our computer system is here. Bottom line is this. We have enough computers in this building that if our computers didn't work right, we'd be in a world of hurt. And our computers generally work pretty well. And when they don't, we can give a call to Dennis and the guys at Day and Night Computer, and they come over and fix them right away. We don't have to wait any time of the day or night. You know, that's nice for a business like ours that's so heavily dependent on computers and technology. Look, you can do whatever you want. My advice to you, though, is to call Dennis if you have a computer question or a computer problem, or if you just want him to build you a computer. And best of all, he'll save you time and money, and I suppose that's what it's really all about. The more money you save and the less downtime you have, the more profitable your company will be. If you don't have a company, hey, time is money at home, too. Remember that. Talk to Day and Night Computers. Call 465-7340. That's 465-7340. Do yourself a favor.
Hello, I'm Robert Stangero. Many Santa Cruzans know me as Big Boy. The original Stangero family has been in business since 1879. Our name stands for quality, quantity, and great service. Our Gilda's restaurant on the Santa Cruz Municipal Wharf is still the fishing headquarters for the area. It's where fishermen gather every morning for coffee and breakfast before heading out on the bay. Stop by Gilda's and say hello. Both Gilda and my son Dino look forward to meeting you at Gilda's at the center of the Santa Cruz Municipal Wharf.
It must be, it has to be, with that big sound it's gotta be, KSCO.
And welcome back to hour number one of the KSCO Saturday Special. It's MZ along with Bernie Owens, and we have Roger Roberts on the line here with us for a bit. And we're talking about nutritional supplements versus versus prescription drugs. And interesting time. I got an unexpected nasty email here that I'm going to go ahead and read anyhow, because we read everything here on KSCO. Typically, MZ, another P.T. Barnum special, smoke and mirrors and the vitriol of vitamins and minerals over proven medical science. Quote, this way to the egress, unquote. As P.T. Barnum once said, there's a sucker born every minute. And that's from our good negative friend, Robert F. Landon. Okay, so what do you think, guys?
I think that he can have his opinion, but...
he certainly can and
all
does.
All of us, on Bernie's friends, all of us have come from the doors of death back to health. And it wasn't with the drugs and the surgeries from the... From the medical association, so he can say whatever he wants. I don't care. I'm going to go ahead and tell you this about the pricing.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I guess mine is similar to most people, but there's a markup on from the actual cost on my products to pay for the distribution, and there's a markup on my cost to pay for the broker and the wholesaler.
Sure, just like there is for drugs.
Anything else.
Just like, right, and prescription drugs.
And they don't seem to mind. They don't seem to mind if it's something like candy bars. A candy bar costs like 11 cents to make, and they sell it for $1.25. They don't seem to care on that because it's one of their habits.
And that's what they should care about, because the fact is sugar is more poisonous to the body than heroin is.
But my products are, again, this is my specific products, and the standard across the industry is what they call 5X. They have five things that they have to consider in when they make the price of a product. They have to consider the raw products, the bottling, the labeling, the storage, the overhead, the loss, because... And unlike drugs that can be kept for almost ever, there's a due date on your vitamins and minerals. When they get such certain dates, you throw them away.
Wait a minute. Drugs expire too, though.
That's not nearly as bad.
You mean the length of time is much greater?
Well,
for the expiration.
It's a chemical, a direct chemical made compound, and they can make it last as long as they want. You've got to get in and study a little bit of chemistry, though.
Okay,
but anyway, it's they call the 5X formula, and you figure out the cost that it costs you to make it. Then you have to pay your distributors. Each one of them has to get their percentage on top of there.
Uh-huh.
And so that's that's the average for the for a five. We'll call it a 500% markup, maybe.
Yeah.
From the cost.
Right.
And so then you go turn around and you look at the drug companies, where the drug companies, you pay for that research. You and I pay for that research. The government gives a grant to the college. The college does this, all the study and everything, and then the drug companies patent it.
Right.
And you've lost all that. You don't get anything back from all these grants.
So that's the key, I guess, is that.
So the research is paid for by you to start with, most of it.
Yeah.
And then. You know,
what you're saying, Roger, is that because the research is paid for by the taxpayers to begin with, and never to end with, because it continues forever, right?
Yeah. Well, the biggest example is the genetic people. They collected Nixon gave them $43 billion to find a cure for cancer, and they took that money instead of looking for a cure for cancer, they patented and wrote out the genome and patented. So now they own your genes. And you paid for it. And so far, there has nothing that any of their gene research has ever changed.
Wow.
They've not extended anybody's life 30 seconds.
Roger, let me put you on hold. Please stay with us if you can and listen, because I can only have so many people on at
okay,
once.
Okay, well,
we got...
I got to drop off here anyway.
Okay. All right, thanks for calling. That's Roger up in Washougal, Washington. Thank you very much for calling. And we still have our good buddy Bernie with us. And that means an email has arrived. So you recognize that sound. Let's go to our next caller, Neil in Watsonville. Hey, thanks for calling, Neil. You're on KSCO.
Hi. Give me about 10 seconds here. I'm just merging onto a major freeway.
Oh, okay. Don't get killed, because that would, even though it would be a, it would definitely be a scoop for KSCO, but we don't want you.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, okay.
Well, where to begin? I would be more than delighted to debate on about five or six different points, but let me start with the strongest, because in the past I found that sometimes if you start with a secondary topic, the call's over before you get a chance to really get into the red meat.
Sure.
I would just like to say, I'm going to now contradict what I just said, but I just have to comment on the what I've heard over the last couple of minutes while on hold, and that is... talking about the grants and such that colleges get from government working on projects that sometimes the beneficiaries of these projects are the drug companies.
Yeah.
That is certainly true, but it's not true in every case. That's unfair to make a generality. Also, there was no mention of the outrageously expensive trials and things that the drug companies have to go through to jump through all these hoops to make the FDA happy and whatever. But my primary point is this. There is a disease which even most doctors didn't know about up until about 10 years ago. A lot of doctors are still ignorant of it. It is a fatal disease. It's the result of the body's inability to excrete iron. In other words, when people with this disease utilize iron in the various metabolic processes, instead of excreting it out, it's recycled back into the system. One out of every eight Americans have this genetic disease. It's the biggest genetic disease, perhaps on the planet, but most of my research is centered on the United States. These are iron overload diseases. The technical name is hemochromatosis. And for people who have this disease to take in any unnecessary iron, whether it's through spinach or, unfortunately, we're in a red meat society, so that's strike and a half against them as it is, but Dr. Wallach's minerals have iron, and for every one person out of every eight that buy and use the Wallach minerals, they're literally endangering and shortening their lives. And the only response I've gotten is that, well, our minerals are 100% absorbable. Well, that's the worst thing in the world. For people with hemochromatosis, it would be better if only 10% of the iron was absorbed. And my complaint, I suppose, is that Wallach didn't, unlike some vitamin companies, come out with a formula that has the iron removed so that people with this disease can use the 89 other minerals.
Okay. Well, gee, yeah, thanks for bringing that up, Neil. You have any response, Bernie, real quick while we're on the line still?
Yeah, I wrote it down. Hemochromatosis, correct?
Yeah, you're literally killing people is what I'm saying. I don't know how to be any more direct about it.
I've never heard of it before, but I'll tell you what. We will be investigating it all this week because I'll go right on and find out everything I can about it so that I'll have an answer for you by next Saturday.
On his show, are you up that early, 5 to 7 a.m.? Because that's when we carry Bernie's show with Roger and the gang.
Well, it'll be on the wellnesshour.net.
Okay.
I will send him he can email me at wellnesshour.net, and I will get the answer for him.
Okay. But it would be nice to have the answer for him, you know, for everybody else who might be. Maybe Neil is the only one in our audience who's interested in that, but that's okay. That's fine. Neil, is that cool?
He's interested. Get on wellnesshour.net, and I will give you the answer.
Okay, I hope
just
you'll do that, Neil.
Tell me what you want, and I will give you an answer.
Great. Okay, you'll do that, Neil?
Yes. Okay. May I bring up one other issue?
Sure.
I don't dispute the need for minerals and trace elements, whether one can absorb them as well through a capsule as through food, that's another issue. But I notice in political campaigns we generally are highly suspect of those candidates that spend most of their time and energy and resources smearing other opponents instead of focusing on what they do best. There have been religious shows, such as the Worldwide International Church, that every show, Garner Ted Armstrong, that's a name that probably rings a bell.
Sure, I remember him.
But it was a marvelous example, I think, of what Dr. Wallach is doing, in that most of the show consists of gloom and doom stories and how all of the things that we think are going to solve our problems, such as government, etc., are absolutely destined to fail, and the conclusion at the end of each show is that the only answer is for Christ to come back, because men cannot successfully govern themselves. With Dr. Wallach, I noticed that even exercise is indicated to be troublesome, because if you perspire, you're losing the minerals.
Well, without supplementation. Exercise without supplementation will kill you. I've heard Doc say that many times.
But I've also heard him say that unless you use his particular supplements, you're not going to get all of the minerals, and they won't absorb as well.
I haven't heard that. Have you heard that, Bernie?
He will tell you that what he does is say exercise without supplementation is suicide. And the reason he says that is because even if we eat a very nutritious meal, we are still not getting all the benefits that you actually need.
No, but what Neil says he has heard Doc say is that if you don't take his particular regimen of nutritional supplements, then you're not going to get everything that you... I've never heard him say that. I mean, I've heard him say that you will get everything you need with mine, and I've never heard him run down others. I've heard him run down the medical industry, which I wish he wouldn't do, but no. I haven't heard him say that. Anyhow, you've heard something I haven't heard, Neil, and I think I've listened to him a lot more than you have. But
well, you don't feel that the fact that his minerals are mined out of the ground, that they're more likely to be absorbed than the ones that are made in the laboratory?
Well, I think
in
that
the laboratory, they're synthetic. They're not made from. They're made from clays and dirt. Ours come from plant derived.
Yeah,
those
and
ours
so
are plant.
Yeah, I believe that they're. I believe that they're that they're more absorbable. The plant derived minerals are more absorbable.
That's all I'm saying.
Oh, I see. So
because his are plant derived, they're better than those that aren't.
He's not the only one that has plant derived minerals. I'm sure there are others.
That's true, but I've heard him criticize other products that are plant derived, including the one that he touted for many years. When he broke away from that company, he badmouthed it for quite a number of months, claiming that the strengths were not what they should be based on what's on the label, and that in order to be ethical, he had to do his own thing. But to essentially turn on the company that you touted for many years strikes me as a real lapse in ethics.
Well, and you could be right, but maybe isn't it possible that the reason he turned on them is that he discovered that they were slimy? I mean, you know, Maybe that's possible. I'd give people.
How could he support them for years?
Maybe he didn't know that they were slimy. Maybe he discovered that they were slimy. I'm just.
Please.
Huh?
Please.
Please what? Is that not possible?
A true believer. Is it not possible that Christ walked on water and turned water into wine?
Anything is possible, I suppose. Well, look, Neil.
Well, that's what Art Bell always says.
Okay. All right. Thanks for.
Incidentally, I have been a supporter of your station ever since the Loma Prieta earthquake, and despite some of my critical comments about the Wallach Empire, I really love what you're doing up there.
Okay, well, thank you, Neil.
And
you're
I think your mother is absolutely terrific.
Well, you're going to get to hear her latest and greatest, coming up in about 15, 16 minutes, okay?
I will look forward to it. Thank
you. Thank you, Neil. Uh-huh. There goes Neil in Watson. He's in a different place.
Leave a break.
Oh, yeah, okay. So let's do that. We'll be back in 3 minutes and 30 seconds right here on your favorite radio station, AM 1080 KSCO. And your favorite radio station, AM 820 WWLZ.
JC Heating and Air Conditioning was started in 1975 by John and Carol Hadley. I'm Chris, and when you call JC Heating, I'm the guy who's going to come over to your home and explain your new heating system, air conditioning, and indoor air quality appliances. The secret to JC Heating's success in the Monterey Bay Area for 30 years, we offer safety, comfort, and value. Pretty basic. If you're building or remodeling, or just want to get rid of your old inefficient furnace, call us at 831-475-6538. Want to know the latest in high-efficiency heating and cooling? Call me. Trouble with your ducting? Those critters will get in if you don't watch out. Call JC Heating. We want to hear from you. And for those of you who suffer from asthma or allergies, ask about our perfect air purifier. JC Heating and Air Conditioning. Regular people. I'm Chris, a regular guy who wants to get in your house and fix it. Call us at 831-475-6538. JC Heating, 475-6538.
J&S Surplus and Outdoor Store is definitely the Central Coast's coolest and most equipped outdoor store with many departments to serve you. They have hunting, hiking, and camp gear, duffel bags, backpacks, and tons of crazy camouflage clothing for adults, kids, and ladies, like six-pocket camouflage pants, t-shirts with military logos, boonie hats, rugged footwear, and much, much more. There's other fun stuff like binoculars, night vision, military and name brand knives, fantasy swords, laser lights, stun guns, mace, and protective gear, not to mention J&S Surplus and Outdoor Store, is the Central Coast number one stop for paintball and airsoft sports. Just 2 minutes north of the Moss Landing Power Plant, 15 minutes from 41st Avenue, or go online to surplusinc.com. That's surplusinc.com, a valuable website that's sure to expand your historical and patriotic background.
It's deer season on the Central Coast. Hello, I'm Kenny Dozier of Pringle Tractor, and yes, it is open season on John Deere equipment for your farm, yard, or garden. Just listen to some of the great John Deere equipment you can find at Pringle Tractor in Watsonville and in Salinas.
Pringle Tractor is proud to announce their new Easy Rent program. Rent a John Deere tractor or other Pringle Tractor product and make no payments for 6 months. That's not all. No interest payments for 6 months, too. Plus, 100% of your rental payment can be applied to the purchase of the equipment. Your rental accumulation can be used as a down payment on the tractor. Only at Pringle Tractor in Salinas and Watsonville. Your John Deere dealer with the Central Coast's largest inventory of tractors. No payments, no interest for up to 6 months only at Pringle Tractor. Subject to credit approval.
Pringle has the John Deere equipment, parts, and service you need to get the job done. And now, with Santa Cruz County's only full-service farm equipment dealership, we are Pringle Tractor at 1320 West Beach Street in Watsonville and just south of Salinas at Highway 101 and Spence Road. Nothing runs like a deer.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Want better performance and better gas mileage out of your car? Get to AutoZone and tune up your car with Bosch Platinum Spark Plugs. Bosch Platinum Plugs feature a pure platinum center electrode for quicker starts, smoother acceleration, and peak fuel efficiency. And now at AutoZone, get $1 off every Bosch Platinum Plug you buy after mailing rebate. See store for details. For better performance and better gas mileage, tune up your car today and get in the zone. AutoZone.
Music, wonderful music, on KSCO 1080.
Welcome back to hour number one. We're in the closing. Area of the hour number one, and that means 4.5 minutes left. And we got quite a number of people on the line here. We promised to get to all of you. In fact, let's do it real quick, starting right now here. So here, let me figure out who's up next. Just one second here. Gotta manipulate the computer. Don in Watsonville, I believe, has been waiting the longest. Absolutely. Thanks, Don, for waiting 22 and a half minutes. You're on the air now.
No, this is SoCal Don.
Oh, SoCal Don.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you're on, Don.
Bernie?
Oh, yeah, hold on. I got to get Bernie on here also here. Now Bernie's back on. Go ahead.
Bernie?
Yes, Don.
You need to take your Rebound FX. You kind of slowed down here since 5 o'clock.
Well, don't forget, he did 2 hours before.
I have been setting back and I've been listening very carefully. I know I should have jumped in on the iron one because it's really what it is if you've gotten the iron, you're getting a ferrocyanide, which is like rust. Ours is plant-derived. And if you do have that problem, you have a copper deficiency. We've gone over it before, but I will put it on the wellnesshour.net so that that guy can know all about it.
And it's not the wellnesshour.net. It's
wellnesshour.net.
Yeah, www.wellnesshour.net.
Yeah, I just want to put in a plug for HR 4282.
Yes, sir.
And the business opportunity rule. Maybe you can explain a little bit of that, a brief statement, Bernie, on what those two do.
Yeah, real brief, like in a minute total, or less than a minute total, because we got...
I can give it to you in less than a minute.
Good.
The business opportunity rule, what it's really doing, is going to put a stop to all home-based businesses. And it's something that the FTC is going to try to do. And let me tell you, we're really trying to fight it. And if you get on wellnesshour.net this afternoon, you will find it in there on how to help us by giving us donations, because we really need it. And it's going through the MLMIA, which is Multi-Level Marketing International Association, okay? And or you can mail it to San Diego office, and that'll be on wellnesshour.net. Or you can call me at 800-859-2638, and I'll give you the information. On the HR 4282, that is so I can tell you what type of iron to take, what type of calcium to take, and why you should be taking it legally without having them throw me in jail for telling you about it. That's what HR 4282 is, and we're trying to get the congressmen to come behind us and co-sponsor this bill, and one of them is Sam Farr, right from the Santa Cruz area. We want him to co-sponsor the HR 4282.
And has he...
Michael?
Sure, that's perfect, Bernie. Thank you. Has Sam Farr been at all open to this? Has he ignored you or us, or has he said yes or no, or what's going on?
Michael, that's for your people in your area to really get on him.
Okay.
And I really wish they would. If they would write him, contact him, go like I did here locally, and brought all everybody under me right to a meeting with our congressman. He went back to Washington and co-sponsored it.
Yeah, great. Okay.
You need to do the same thing with an issue.
Okay, great. Hey, thank you, Don and SoCal. Here's Trace and Aptos. And we also have Duncan and Aptos. We might have to hold Duncan over after, if he doesn't mind. But, Trace, you're on. Quick.
Hi, good morning. Wanted to be real quick here. I just wanted to disagree with this guy that said something about hematomicrosis being 15% of the population. The articles I've read about it, and I've been studying alternative medicine. This kind of my field. I work at a nutritional supplement company for the last 13 years in sales. And it's more like 1% to 3%. It's very low. Iron is an essential mineral for the other 97, 98% of the population. It's very important for many different enzymes and many different things in the body. And I think that's just completely out of, way off. His numbers are way off. That's the bottom line.
Okay, appreciate your call to the Saturday special. Duncan and Aptos, we're going to hold you over because we only have about 30 seconds left to the top of the hour news. It's the Saturday special on KSCO AM 1080 and today on WWLZ AM 820 in upstate New York. It's MZ with special guest Bernie Owens, host of the program Wellness Hour with Bernie and Friends on our station locally from 5 a.m. to 7 a.m. local time on Saturday mornings. And Bernie's doing an awful lot of radio today. But there's yet another hour to go right here on KSCO Santa Cruz, Salinas, Monterey. It's 11 a.m. Here's Fox News.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Barnes. They were going to blow up sites in
11, while three were shot in Washington, D.C. Rich Johnson, Fox News Radio.
And 71-year-old veteran game show host Wink Martindale's the latest to see his name enshrined on Hollywood's Walk of Fame on Friday. Fox News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And you're listening to KSCO AM. Tonight it's 5 minutes past 11 o'clock. I'm Jay Cruz with a look at your Central Coast weather forecast. Today, partly cloudy with patches of fog in the morning with northwest wind at 6 miles per hour with highs around 75. Tonight, partly cloudy, fog with northwest wind at 15 miles per hour with lows around 53. Sunday, partly cloudy with patches of fog in the morning, west wind at 7 miles per hour with highs around 72. Sunday night, partly cloudy with fog, west winds at 7 miles per hour with lows around 51. Monday, partly cloudy with patches of fog in the morning, west winds at 12 miles per hour with highs around 75. And Monday night calls for partly cloudy with fog and lows around 51. Stay tuned to KSCO AM 1080 for hour number two of the Saturday special with your host, MZ. Stick around.
Oh, hello, darling. I hate to hang up on you, but I'm sorry, baby, but I have to go. It's time for that wonderful record show.
And in this case, WWLZ shares us with the inside track. just got the word that we're coming through loud and clear in Elmira Corning, New York on AM 820.
I'm sorry, baby, but I really gotta go to KSCO.
And we're talking about one of my favorite subjects, pharmaceuticals versus nutraceuticals. And our special guest is Bernie Owens, host of the Wellness Hour with Bernie and Friends, which airs live on KSCO AM 1080 from 5 a.m. to 7 a.m. each Saturday morning. A lot of our KSCO audience is sound asleep then, but perhaps it's worth getting up early to listen to, I'll tell you, from personal experience here. So, and so we're starting the second hour of the Saturday special, and we are very pleased to be carrying the program or having our program carried today on Bernie's flagship station for the Wellness Hour. That's WWLZ, also known as Wheels 820 in upstate New York. And hello and greetings to all the gang out there. And it's MZ in California at KSCO and our people. So if any of you people out there want to talk to any of our people out here, this would be a great time to do it here. Ah, the wonders of technology. But before we go any further at all, we are going to do the latest K's commentary. So here we go.
The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is K's Whirling.
For as far back as I can remember, eminent domain did not elicit many complaints from the general public. After all, it sounded and felt reasonable. The parameters which American cities had to abide by were fair. Those leaders who made decisions concerning eminent domain had to be very specific that the law could be used only if it was for the betterment of the entire city or community and not for any one business or individual. For example, if a private parcel was in the way of a proposed highway, which would be for the betterment of the entire community, or a certain parcel and its location for a public hospital was to better serve the community at large, then certain private parcels may fairly come under those parameters, but only if the owners received fair market value. However, what has been happening since the summer of 2005 is that the U.S. Supreme Court, because of the swing vote of retiring Judge Sandra Day O'Connor, made the shocking and not well thought out law that cities or other municipalities could take away private property at fair market value so that property could be used by private developers to generate more revenue for themselves and for the city involved. This outrageous, insensitive treatment of property owners forced to give up their beloved homes for developers of communities to make more money is not proper for a free society. It's not the American way. It's unadulterated stealing. Supposedly, we have the finest minds in America serving as justices on the U.S. Supreme Court. How could they let this happen? Numerous eminent domain issues are now surfacing where the private property owner is on the losing end every time. The U.S. Supreme Court justices have opened an enormous Pandora's box, and the developers in certain cities are salivating because now they can make tons of money legally at the expense of the private homeowner. Greed is overpowering fairness and creating pain and grief for the innocent property owner, and this is wrong. We citizens must shout loud and clear and tell our U.S. Supreme Court justices that they have made a grave error and must reverse this disgusting law at once. I don't doubt that the recent appointees will surely agree to rescind this ruling. Every citizen should get involved. Even if your property is safe today, tomorrow or sometime later, your home may be taken away. If it's a referendum we need, let's do it. Who would like to lead the way? KSCO AM 1080 has a dynamite signal which can be heard during daytime hours over a third of California, and we will gladly donate airtime to urge the public to help get involved and reverse this wrong. For KSCO and KOMY, this is Kay Swirling.
Boy, am I the luckiest guy in the world to have a mom like that. I couldn't be more proud. I just got goosebumps with that particular one. They keep getting better. Wow, way to go, Ma. Okay, it's 12 minutes past 11 a.m. on AM 1080 KSCO. And, you know what? I gotta shift in. It's really 12 minutes past 11 a.m. on AM 1080 KSCO. That's correct. But it's 12 minutes past 2 p.m. on AM 820 WWLZ because of the time zone change. It's MZ on the Saturday special with our good friend Bernie Owens. And guess what? We also have Duncan in Aptos, who has been waiting for 21 minutes and 29, 30, 31. Okay, Duncan, you're on right now. Thank you for waiting. Uh-oh, did I get rid of Bernie in the process? Oh, my God. Here, hold on. Let me see if I can get Bernie back. Are you there, Bernie?
Yeah, I am, Michael.
Okay, good. All right, Duncan, you're on.
45, 46. Oh, okay. Yeah. Hi, Michael.
Hi.
This is Duncan. I'm a local chiropractor.
Uh-huh.
And I just wanted to make a couple points about the gentleman who faxed in the comment about pharmaceuticals and how responsible they are. First of all, the amount of marketing that's going on in every magazine and on the TV with all these drugs, from psych drugs to high blood pressure drugs, they do list the side effects, but, you know, it's kind of like they saying, tell your doctor, ask your doctor if this is right for you. And as far as responsibility, I mean, look at Vioxx and Celebrex that they put on the market saying that it was safe. Then it was pulled off the market because it was causing fatal heart attacks in our citizens and killing people. A lot of times the amount of testing that actually goes into this stuff is not enough to make sure that it is safe for our public, but through by the FDA. In fact, I think it's something like 89% of all of the drugs that are okay through the FDA have at least one board member sitting on the FDA that is affiliated with that particular drug company. So you got to kind of wonder about the motive of getting these things out and on the market and the money that comes in from it. I just want to make a point. One of my patients came in the other day. She had neck pain, unrelented neck pain, and she was going to a local clinic, and she came in a week later and said that she had been put on, of all things, methadone. And I go, methadone? That's synthetic morphine. And she goes, really? And so I kind of explained what it was to her, and I told her to go back and talk to her doctor. Well, she decided to quit after on her own after 5 days of this stuff. It took her 4 days of being sick to her stomach, throwing up, and just to detoxify from the methadone. So anybody who believes that the drug companies have our United States citizens' well-being at heart has to be, fooling themselves. We are the richest country in the world. We spend more on drugs and surgery than any country in the world, and we continue to be rated 37th in the world for health. So you got to ask two questions. Number one of the definitions of insanity is doing the same thing and expecting a different result. Our health is not getting any better. We're spending more and more on drugs. And, you know, you got to take a look and decide who really has our best interest at heart. And I recommend that the individual start to take responsibility for their own health by starting to learn how to be healthy. And just in closing, I want to just let the audience know I am not a distributor of any of the products that you're mentioning, but I do recommend that anybody get involved in any information that's going to help them understand health.
Duncan, how can anybody argue with that? But I'll bet, who's that guy? I'll bet Landon will argue with it because he just likes to be negative, I guess. So
I can't believe that he would tout that the drug companies are responsible. It blows me away. You know?
Well, they're responsible for a lot of deaths and misery. They are responsible.
Yeah, well, look at what happened with the Women's Health Initiative in the year 2000 when they were doing a 5-year study on Premarin and synthetic estrogen. Premarin's pregnant horse's urine, estrogen that comes from that. 2 years into the project, they pulled it off the market because it was killing women, causing cancer. And Premarin was the number one drug sold on the market up until the day that thing came out. So billions of dollars. And right now, of course, we have the greatest population of women going through menopause than ever will on this planet.
Because of baby boomers,
Because of baby boomers. So, you know, what I tell my patients is, if you know how something works, you can take care of it. You know how to fix it. So I believe that our citizens need to learn more about how their body works. There's some simple seminars that you can go to understand how to be and stay healthy, and then stop using drugs because they're just deadening your system, and learn how to eat well, take reasonable supplements and targeted supplements to find out when people are deficient in different areas.
Great.
And I think we can handle the healthcare a lot by that. And thank you very much for putting this on the air. I really appreciate it, and thank you for your time.
Thank you for waiting as long as you did to get on the air. That was Duncan in Aptos, I think, right, Duncan?
Yep.
So, okay. Appreciate
Thanks,
it. Okay. Now, we're going to take a break, but I'm going to read this email real quickly from CEO Richard. Wallach says the Vioxx scandal killed approximately 80,000 people. The FDA panel that approves the drugs are members with financial interests in the drug industries. Do we trust the FDA? They don't want a cancer cure. Also, with organic juicing, you get all the colloidal minerals and vitamins plus all the enzymes. And if you blend it with the Vitamix, you get all the phytochemicals and fiber and more. And that's from Richard. I'm not sure, CEO Richard. I'm not sure Richard's last name, but it's a good, interesting email for which we thank him. Actually, here's two of them from Richard. It says, ask Bernie about the video info I forwarded him about the Hoaxy, or H-O-X-E-Y, Hoaxy video, narrated by Max Gale, TV star from Barney Miller. His wife died of cancer, and they researched the health industry. So quick answer to that, Bernie, if you can.
It was fantastic. I don't really want to go into it, Mike. We don't really have the time.
Right.
It was fantastic. And he does send me a lot of very interesting information, okay?
Okay.
But I would like to go back to what Don said. He's absolutely correct. The reason for the Wellness Hour is we're trying to educate people on how they can educate themselves. And that's the purpose of our show, Michael.
Right.
And he hit it right in a nutshell by calling and saying that.
Right.
He's right.
the American public, it's time we wake up. We can take care of ourselves if we spend 15 minutes a day. You've heard me say it before, Michael. That's all you got to do.
Sure. Our phone numbers, if you want to participate, including people who are listening on WWLZ in upstate New York, you'll have to dial the area code. It's 831-479-1080. Or 831-477-1340. If you want to fax us, it's 831-475-2967. And if you want to email the show or me privately, just use my standard email, which is mz at k, s as in Sam, c as in Charlie, o as in Oscar, mz at ksco.com. It's the Saturday special. It's 20 minutes past 11, 20 minutes past 2 on the East Coast. And we're going to take a 2-minute and 30-second break starting right now, so stay with us. We'll be back.
Spending time in the great outdoors doesn't have to mean roughing it, especially when you have the latest camping gear from Outdoor World. A lightweight, ultra-comfortable sleeping pad, a weather-resistant tent, or a cozy, warm sleeping bag will make spending time in the great outdoors, well, great. Outdoor World has the latest gear for camping, hunting, or fishing. Check out the new drip coffee maker from Coleman, designed to fit on camp stoves, or the cool and sturdy stainless steel Coleman ice chest. You'll also find camp cookware, cots, lanterns, and accessories. Going fishing? Check out Outdoor World's selection of fishing poles, waders, boots, and tackle boxes. And duck hunters will love Outdoor World's selection of hunting rifles, ammo, gun safes, and camo clothing. With so much gear in one place, you're bound to find what you're looking for, and maybe something a little extra, like time. Shop Outdoor World in Monterey on Fremont Street, on River Street in Santa Cruz, and on 41st Avenue in Capitola. Look for their ad in the Good Times in Monterey County Weekly. Outdoor World. We gear you for adventure.
JC Heating and Air Conditioning was started in 1975 by John and Carol Hadley. I'm Chris, and when you call JC Heating, I'm the guy who's going to come over to your home and explain your new heating system, air conditioning, and indoor air quality appliances. The secret to JC Heating's success in the Monterey Bay Area for 30 years? We offer safety, comfort, and value. Pretty basic. If you're building or remodeling, or just want to get rid of your old inefficient furnace, call us at 831-475-6538. Want to know the latest in high-efficiency heating and cooling? Call me. Trouble with your ducting? Those critters will get in if you don't watch out. Call JC Heating. We want to hear from you. And for those of you who suffer from asthma or allergies, ask about our perfect air purifier. JC Heating and Air Conditioning. Regular people. I'm Chris, a regular guy who wants to get in your house and fix it. Call us at 831-475-6538. JC Heating, 475-6538.
Michelin presents a Michelin Manifesto.
The Michelin Man is trying to match every driver up with a savvy crew chief. Your Michelin dealer can show you how Michelin Pilot Performance Sport tires help deliver race-inspired grip and handling on wet and dry pavement, so you can achieve the confidence that comes from uncompromising performance with your car. See your Michelin dealer or MichelinMan.com.
Michelin, a better way forward.
Music, wonderful music, on KSCO in Santa Cruz.
I know it's a talk show, but that was a little bit of music on the talk show, right? I mean, you know, to break up the monotony of just nothing but talk. And, yeah, it's 23 minutes past the hour, and you're listening to the Saturday special. We're talking about pharmaceuticals and nutraceuticals, and we do have open lines at 477-1340, and we will probably have an open line after we talk with Tom and Salinas and Craig in San Jose and Jan in Scotts Valley on our 479-1080 lines. It's MZ along with pilot in command Jay at the controls, Jay Cruz, and Bernie Owens, who is our special guest from upstate New York, where we're also being carried on WWLZ AM 820. Gee, Jan in San Lorenzo Valley's been waiting the longest. Then Tom and Salinas wants to respond to Duncan, and then Craig in San Jose here. So we do it by order received here. Jan, you're on.
Hi, thank you.
There's two things that I don't like about pharmaceutical companies, and one is that they've gotten politically involved and are one of the largest lobbying groups, and two is that they're trying to eliminate any competition. They don't want us to have access to vital nutrients, even though our soil is depleted and, you know, that most commercial foods are grown in, and they would prefer us to be sick and dependent on their products. But actually, there's, you know, and they're trying to take away our right to be able to purchase vitamins, minerals, and things over the counter or through companies like Dr. Wallach and Purity Products. And if we don't protect the right for that, us to do that, we're going to have to get a doctor's prescription to go and purchase vitamin C, folks. And this is what they're doing. And I think the power the pharmaceutical companies have is very dangerous.
Well, and, you know, I can remember this 20, 25 years ago when the health food stores got up in arms saying, hey, you know, we got to be real careful here because that's exactly what the pharmaceutical companies want to do now. They want to make it so that you have to get a doctor's prescription for your vitamin and mineral supplements. And it's happened a number of times in the last quarter decade, I think, and each time it doesn't happen. Do you think we have reason to think that they're getting more and more powerful and that it might really happen?
Oh, definitely. I even wonder if someday my peppermint plants will be, you know, my spearmint plants, are they going to be illegal for me to have them?
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Aloe vera, anything, you know, I don't know.
Bernie, you know about Codex Alimentarius, right? I mean, you know more about it than I do, and that's what is the law in the European Union now, right, Bernie?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
And what you do is they lowered the amount so much that you can't buy anything right across the counter anymore like you were able to do it. And they're trying to do the same thing here, Michael.
So is it a correct statement, Bernie, that what Jan is afraid of and what I'm afraid of is actually reality in Europe now, that you have to have a doctor's prescription to get vitamin and mineral supplements? Is that a true statement?
It's a true statement in some areas in Europe, yes.
I see.
Like in Germany, it's a true statement.
Uh-huh.
But it could be true here, too. They're pushing for it, but we're not going to let it happen. We are going to fight it.
Well,
tooth and nail.
It's just like what...
We can do it. If we all get together, what it really is, Michael, is that for every congressman and senator, there are 2 to 3 lobbyists per congress and senator. They have more money, $50,000 a month apiece, to just throw at these guys. And if you really stop and look at it, Michael, if you take a man who's going to Congress and he's worth $300,000, 20 years later, he's worth $900 million. What's going on, Michael?
You're
only making $170,000 a year.
You're not exaggerating, are you? And where do you get that information?
I tell you what, Michael. No, we better not. I can't go into it, okay?
Why? Why?
I tell you what. If you want to do a Saturday special and just go politics, I'll get a guy on here who will cover all this stuff for you, and he'll have documented proof. Will you just tell me what Saturday special you want him on? He'll be on.
Okay, fair enough.
Okay, because
lean back from the mic a little bit, brother.
Oh, okay, thank you. Appreciate it.
As a side note, Michael?
Yes.
With our county elections coming up, there's 6 offices uncontested. I'm trying to get people to write in, people from the area, and I'm writing in your mom for treasurer tax collector. And if you do a write-in, you
well, they don't have any. They don't have any power. Why don't you put her in for president or something?
Well, she's not qualified for district attorney. I'd put her there if I could. How about auditor controller?
Yeah, you know? No.
I'll just put Jeannie Soderman there. I'm trying to get a whole group of people, and that we could see how many votes we could get for a single person if we did a write-in.
Right. Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, you're very kind. Thank you, Jan. Appreciate your kind words and your calls.
Oh, you're very welcome, Michael. Thank you.
Thanks. Here comes. That opens up a line at 479-1080. We also have lines at 477-1340. Tom and Salinas is next, then Craig in San Jose. Tom, hey, you want to respond to Duncan from earlier, right?
Yes, Michael. Yeah, I'd be one of the first. In fact, I'd quit my job and be your mother's campaign manager for president.
Wow.
That's how I feel about it.
Uh-huh.
But how I feel about Duncan is I think he is grossly misinformed, and your last caller, quite frankly, is in a condition that psychiatrists call hysteria. I just attended a natural It's called Natural Products West in Anaheim a couple of months ago. 45,000 people showed up. There was obviously no restrictions of any kind for people to tout whatever they want, including, and I'll give you an example just for time's sake, Robert Barefoot. Yes, the coral calcium king, who I spoke to for about 30 minutes.
That guy's a scoundrel. I mean, he's a total crook.
Everybody knows it. Well, now, have you ever seen his commercial? He is so believable, Michael. And look, people complain. This is why I want to respond about Duncan. Is the pharmaceutical industry is the most controlled private enterprise in the world. Okay, and so naturally they're going to have lobbyists. They're going to contribute to campaigns so that they can get the government off their back, so they can produce the products they wish to produce.
Boy, Tom, you said nice things about Kay, so it's really hard for me to get into an argument with you. But I'm getting as angry now as I did with that caller Patrick from Felton a couple weeks ago, because wait a second, Tom, I love you, but listen,
yeah.
think of what you just said. They are not the most controlled industry in the world. They control us. I mean, the FDA is the pharmaceutical company. And if you don't understand that, then you're not as smart as I think you are.
The FDA is not a lackey by any means. First of all, I have worked for pharmaceutical companies. I sold Premarin, and I sold Effexor, and I sold Paxil, and now I'm selling once-a-day morphine product. And I can tell you, for every death that you can mention for any of these drugs, I can name you people that have died from, you know, natural products. Ephedra is one. That was over-the-counter. Remember that?
Ephedra is an herb, and I don't include herbs in, nutritional supplements.
It's over-the-counter is my point. Uncontrolled.
And I agree that it shouldn't be uncontrolled. And I think...
But we found out how later, Michael.
Yeah, okay.
I'll give you that. For every person who died in Vioxx, there were thousands and thousands of who benefited from the pain-relieving effects of Vioxx, including myself, safely.
Now, you don't know. How old are you, Tom?
I'm 52.
And you think you'd be dead now if it wasn't for Vioxx?
I wouldn't. It was a safe product. It's just that there were apparently some people who did die from it, and Vioxx terribly taken off the market. By the way, Duncan was incorrect. Celebrex is still on the market. He said it was pulled along with Vioxx. He's completely wrong.
Uh-huh.
Celebrex has been found still to be safe with caution. All these drugs have caution. That's why they are prescribed by a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
They shouldn't be taken lightly. I sold anti-inflammatories for years. I sold Arutis. I sold Lodine. These things were very safe products. Unfortunately, over the years we found, yes, people that, you know, either they were overprescribed or they took too much of them, died of stomach bleed. Hundreds of people died of stomach bleeds. They've even taken ibuprofen, for that matter.
Right.
But a person has the right to decide what their risk level is. Look, John Stossel did a terrific special on risk, and he trapped this woman into saying, what do you think about an in-home energy source that heated your water, that cooked your food, that was responsible for 12 people every year? And a woman said, no, I would not allow that. He says, great, ma'am, you would just eliminate natural gas. Can you imagine the life we'd live without natural gas, Michael?
It would be a gasless society.
But, yes, it would be a gasless society, it would be a colder society, and it would be an inefficient society, but 12 people die of it per year, my God.
Boy, Tom, I really appreciate your call. I think that's great, and you brought the other perspective to prove that we are fair and balanced here at KSEO. But I can't wait to get you and Kay on a Saturday special together.
Thank you.
Argue. I know. Thank you.
I'd love
love to have it.
Okay, that'd be great, because my mother will rip you apart even though you work for the pharmaceutical companies.
Oh, God, well, she can rip. That'd be great. I would love to be ripped apart by your mother.
Okay. All right, thanks a lot. That was Tom and Salinas. Thank you, Jay, for reminding us that we're overdue for a 4-minute and 30-second commercial break. Craig in San Jose, you're next. I promise. So stay with us, okay? We'll be back in 4.50.
Helicopters located at the Watsonville Airport, and today we're having our version of the Saturday special from noon till 2 o'clock. Come experience the Monterey Bay from this most unique platform. It truly is the magic carpet ride. It'll cost you less than dinner out, and it's something you'll be talking about for the rest of your life. So come down to the Watsonville Airport today between the hours of noon and 2 o'clock for a $25 per person helicopter ride. Some restrictions apply, so please give us a call at 831-763-2244 or look us up on the web at specializedheli.com.
If you're sick and tired of politics as usual in Santa Cruz, wake up to a new day with Jonathan Boutel, candidate for 3rd District Supervisor. Give him a listen.
This is Jonathan Boutel, and I want to talk to you about transportation in Santa Cruz County, specifically Highway 1, the main north-south artery, which I believe must be improved. The amount of fuel that is wasted, frustration to individual people, merchandise shippers' fuel costs, and pollution generated through idling cars, trucks, and buses are costs of doing business that we must reduce. We can easily improve the flow of traffic north and south through merge or slip lanes and selective use of metering lights, as well as other measures. This traffic artery must work for our county to work.
On Tuesday, cast your vote for a new day in Santa Cruz. Cast your vote for Jonathan Boutel for 3rd District Supervisor in Santa Cruz. The candidate for the rest of us. Brought to you by the committee to elect Jonathan Boutel 3rd District Supervisor.
With all the challenges facing our schools today, it's no wonder people who know quality education support Roland Baker for Santa Cruz County Superintendent of Schools. As a parent, teacher, and principal, Roland Baker understands what children need to succeed. As the county assistant superintendent, he has the skills and experience to meet those needs. Current county superintendent Diane Seary says Roland Baker has both the experience and the commitment to lead the county office of education with the challenges and opportunities facing us in the coming years. Roland Baker's dedication to Santa Cruz County comes from a lifetime involvement in Santa Cruz County schools.
I was born and raised in Santa Cruz County and have devoted my career to improving the quality of education for all our students. I would appreciate your vote on June 6th.
Remember, a vote for Roland Baker keeps our schools in the hands of an experienced leader.
Hello, all you beautiful people. This is your friend, Judy DeVilbiss. I would like to speak to you about some red warning lights. When you see a school bus, this bus stops, the red lights flash, that means stop. School bus, red flashing lights, stop. When you get up in the morning and you have an ache in your neck, achy fingers, a sore back, those are red lights flashing at you. Well, I want you to stop exactly what you're thinking, what you're doing, pick up the phone and call me at 888-352-7500 and let me help you stop your red light from flashing. Now remember, 2 safety tips. School bus, red lights flashing, stop. Achy neck, achy joints, any aches and pains, stop. Pick up the phone and call me, 888-352-7500. That's 888-352-7500. Do it now.
The following is a real conversation between an OnStar advisor and a subscriber. It took place December 12th, 2003.
OnStar Emergency, this is Vernita.
Yes, I have a vehicle next to me. The person's having a seizure. Also a motor vehicle accident.
All right, sir, I have you on Riverside Street. I am contacting emergency services at this time.
County Emergency Dispatch.
Yes, I'm calling from OnStar. I would like to report a vehicle accident on Riverside Street. An individual is having seizures.
In an emergency, an OnStar advisor can quickly get help to the scene.
I have a dispatcher online. Go ahead.
Someone had a seizure next to me. They also plowed into the car in front. Need emergency services to this location, please.
All right. I'll send them on their way.
OnStar is available on 51 GM models, including the Hummer H2. To learn more, visit your Hummer dealer or Hummer.com.
Would you like for me to remain online until emergency services arrive?
The police officer's on scene now, so we're all set. Thank you very much.
OnStar, always there, always ready.
KSCO AM 1080, the station for intelligent people only. Stupid people must tune to another station immediately.
We're just presuming that that applies for WWLZ also. If you're a stupid person, we don't want you to be even listening to WWLZ in upstate New York in Elmira Corning because, this is the Saturday special, and we don't tolerate people who are stupid listening to the program. I'm sorry. That's just the way it is. Anyhow, welcome back. It's hour number two. And we have about 20 minutes remaining in this program. We're talking about nutraceuticals and pharmaceuticals. We'd like to hear from you. If you want to call in, it's 479-1080 in area 831. I'd like to get some calls from WWLZ country. We'll put you at the head of the list so you won't have to wait. I understand that that free or unlimited long distance is available in that part of the country as it is here. Or you can use a cell phone, 831-479-1080 or 831-477-1340. We'll connect you to us here in California at the Saturday special. And we want to thank Craig for waiting almost 20 minutes because we're going to put him on right now. Craig, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi there.
Craig, haven't heard from you in ages. How are you?
Yeah, I'm...
It's that Craig.
Yeah, I know I promised you lunch one time years ago.
It's okay, Craig. I'm used to it. Everybody promises lunch, including the guy who bet me that we wouldn't have Air America on beyond, a month or something. And,
oh, well.
And even we made a big deal of it on the air, and he still hasn't bought me lunch. So I'm used to it. It's okay.
Oh, man. Well, I'd like to deliver on that promise sometime. But
okay. We're all busy. But I'm never too busy for lunch with you or anybody else who wants to take me to lunch.
Yeah, it'll be on me. It's probably the first time in your life somebody treats you so. I don't really have, I don't know if I have anything controversial to say, but, I think that there's a lot of fraud and useless things in alternative medicine. I don't like taking drugs myself. I'm looking at a bottle of turmeric, though, that I have here, and I use this stuff as an anti-inflammatory, and stuff works real good.
That's a turmeric, the spice?
Yeah, it comes in supplement, and, like when I sprain my ankle up, I use this stuff a lot. It really gets swelling down.
Isn't that amazing? Now, this is what they use in Fijian and Indian cooking, right? There's a lot of turmeric. And that reminds me, I met a most delightful lady named Saris Rao, who owns a little hole in the wall called the Curry Corner on Mission Boulevard in Hayward, of all places. And she is going to become a KSCO personality, and she tells me that, boy, my food, which is, it's the best food I've ever tasted. I mean, it's just incredible. She uses a lot of turmeric, and she says, when you eat this, you won't get the flu, and all of the diseases and bugs flee from your system.
Well, yeah, I mean, there might be something really to what she says, because I've read a lot of reports that it's just really healthy stuff for a lot of things, so I can believe it. Is your guest still on there?
Anyway? Yeah, well, here, he's on hold. I'm going to bring him back on here. Oh, and I got rid of you. Now, what am I going to do here? Hey, are you still there, Craig?
Yeah, I had a question.
Okay, good.
Related.
Bernie?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Good.
Yeah, hi. Is there some kind of a test, a real legitimate test that you could take to see what kind of vitamins, minerals, or supplements your body could use? I'm of the opinion now, if you want to take supplements, go ahead. If you want to take drugs, go ahead. Whatever you feel comfortable with. But as far as, I think as long as, if you have an ailment, like I was mentioning with turmeric, I think that's real effective. And it works. Otherwise, I think there's a lot of waste that you take in a lot of these supplements. Like, they don't do anything, you don't feel it. A lot of it's a guessing game. But I want to ask you, is there some kind of test, that you'd know of that could actually tell you what your body might need?
What a great question.
Yeah, it's a hair analysis test. There is a hair analysis test, and you can find it in the Let's Play Doctor book. It'll tell you exactly where to send it. And do I do one? No. Do you want to know why? I know what the body actually needs. The body needs 90 nutrients a day, okay? 90. That's 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 3 essential fatty acids. Your body needs that every day.
How do you know that?
Because I know it for a fact.
Now, Bernie, that's not a satisfactory answer. I love you, but it's not a sat. What? How do you know it for a fact?
Because I've been reading it and everything that I have that I've had. Okay, would you believe it if I told you I found it in Nature's Medicine?
Well, yeah, a lot of these guys say stuff like that, but I think,
would you believe it if I said it was from the federal government?
From the federal government. Well,
no, I wouldn't say that because people are less likely to believe.
Okay, how about Richard Anderson, PhD, lead scientist for the Nutrient Requirements and Functions Laboratory at the U.S. Department of Agriculture Human Nutritional Research Center in Beltsville, Maryland? How about that one?
Yeah, but a lot of these guys just copy from each other. You mean to tell me if you just eat organic foods, you eat a good cross-section of things, seafood, everything, most of it organic, and, you know, without pesticides, you grow some of your own stuff, that's not enough. You're gonna be required to take supplements?
Yes, unless you're consuming 4,000 to 5,000 calories of healthy food a day, about twice the amount of the typical American, you're not even getting the recommended dietary allowances, RDAs, for several trace minerals, let alone amounts that can help prevent and treat disease.
Well, you ever read
about
these,
Richard Anderson?
You ever read these obituaries of people living 104 and they've lived on bourbon and cigars and other things?
True.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, yes, it's true. There are some people who do live longer and
healthier.
It's only because of probably some of the food they have. They, like if you're going down the middle section of the United States, they have just about every mineral in their area. But on the eastern seaboard, we're missing a lot of them. Selenium isn't in there anymore. That's why we call this the heart attack and cancer belt, right down the eastern seaboard. And if without supplementing...
Is that true? Is that easy to verify, Bernie?
Yes, it is, because we have a regular printout on it. It's in one of my books that I have. And it shows it. It shows the different seleniums all throughout the United States. And the whole eastern seaboard is not there. And this is actual, they take actual soil samples. Every single year, our soil samples are going down every single year, Michael. We're not pulling this out of the air, Michael. These are studies being done every year. We are not getting the recommended amount of minerals in our soils anymore. They're not, it's not there. The only thing that's being put in is NPK.
Yeah, I've been hearing that for years. I guess in commercial farming, that's probably a fact. It's not like it was decades ago. But what about these little organic farms? You know, they're a big help. And there's a lot around in this area. You know, people, you want to spend a little bit more money. You can pretty much buy practically everything nowadays in this area organically.
Right. And I'd advise you to do it because I personally grow organic vegetables myself. And I also buy organic. I still supplement. I'm going to, for a dollar a day, I'm going to be safe rather than sorry.
And what? When are you going to have your 100th birthday party, Bernie?
How about October 2nd, 2042?
Okay.
Okay. Happy birthday.
Yeah.
Hey, can I ask one more quick thing?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hopefully
but before I forget, please email me, you know, so we can reconnect there, Professor Craig.
All right, Michael, you got it. It'd be fun. As far as these alternative methods for iodine,
we got a break, Chance.
I know. Okay, thank you. We'll take a break right after Craig finishes up. Go ahead, Craig.
Yeah, I just want to ask Bernie if he knows anything about these alternative eye methods. Like I resisted reading glasses for a long time, and I've heard these other things that may help.
Okay, you got a computer, correct?
Yeah.
Go on wellnesshour.net.
What's that,
Bernie?
It's wellnesshour.net, all one word.
Okay, click on Bernie.
Okay.
Go to the bottom page there. You'll see a thing on eyes. Try that. You can print it out yourself. Try it. It's an eye exercise.
Okay.
Just try it. And if you like it, email me back and tell me about it. I'd really appreciate it.
Okay.
I've had quite a few people try it, and they really like it.
Okay, well, thanks a lot for all the time.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Hope to hear from you, Craig. Appreciate your call and waiting so long. By the way, we have a it's time to take a 3-minute and 30-second break, so we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Surplus and Outdoor Store is definitely the Central Coast's coolest and most equipped outdoor store with many departments to serve you. They have hunting, hiking, and camp gear, duffel bags, backpacks, and tons of crazy camouflage clothing for adults, kids, and ladies, like six-pocket camouflage pants, t-shirts with military logos, boonie hats, rugged footwear, and much, much more. There's other fun stuff like binoculars, night vision, military and name-brand knives, fantasy swords, laser lights, stun guns, mace, and protective gear, not to mention J&S Surplus and Outdoor Store, is the Central Coast's number one stop for paintball and airsoft sports. Just 2 minutes north of the Moss Landing Power Plant, 15 minutes from 41st Avenue, or go online to surplusinc.com. That's surplusinc.com, a valuable website that's sure to expand your historical and patriotic background.
JC Heating and Air Conditioning was started in 1975 by John and Carol Hadley. I'm Chris, and when you call JC Heating, I'm the guy who's going to come over to your home and explain your new heating system, air conditioning, and indoor air quality appliances. The secret to JC Heating's success in the Monterey Bay Area for 30 years? We offer safety, comfort, and value. Pretty basic. If you're building or remodeling, or just want to get rid of your old inefficient furnace, call us at 831-475-6538. Want to know the latest in high-efficiency heating and cooling? Call me. Trouble with your ducting? Those critters will get in if you don't watch out. Call JC Heating. We want to hear from you. And for those of you who suffer from asthma or allergies, ask about our perfect air purifier. JC Heating and Air Conditioning. Regular people. I'm Chris, a regular guy who wants to get in your house and fix it. Call us at 831-475-6538. JC Heating, 475-6538.
Big changes are coming to KSCO, ladies and gentlemen. The upcoming retirement of Phil Hendry means that weekdays from 4 to 7 p.m., our schedule will soon change. For years, we have been primarily a syndicated program radio station with some local shows. Now we plan to become a primarily local program radio station with some syndicated shows. So, starting immediately, we will be opening up our primetime schedule to more individuals and businesses who want to produce and broadcast their own talk shows on KSCO AM 1080. Our 10,000-watt blowtorch signal can be heard from north of Sacramento to south of Bakersfield in the daytime. Got something to say? A business or ministry to grow? A cause to advance? A candidate to get elected or a voter's initiative to get to pass? Become a talk show host on KSCO and make things happen. For info on rates and schedules, send an email to me, mz@ksco.com, or call my voicemail at 429-2200. That's 429-2200.
Michelin presents a Michelin Man Manifesto.
The Michelin Man is trying to match every driver up with a savvy crew chief. Your Michelin dealer can show you how Michelin Pilot Performance Sport tires help deliver race-inspired grip and handling on wet and dry pavement, so you can achieve the confidence that comes from uncompromising performance with your car. See your Michelin dealer or MichelinMan.com.
Michelin, a better way forward.
KSCO 1080 on your dial.
I can't sing very well, but I'll try. WWLZ 820 on your dial. Also, okay? All right, at least we tried. Golly, you only have 7 minutes remaining in this Saturday special, talking about nutraceuticals and pharmaceuticals, and I'm a nutraceutical guy myself. That's not to say that I won't take drugs if I need them, if I'm dying, but I'm not going to do it unless I'm dying, because they're bad for you, gang. 831-479-1080 or 831-477-1340 will connect you to our on-air lines here, so you can go on the air with us and spout off a little bit. Take issue with us if you disagree. or whatever, because we put everybody on, and even people who disagree with us. Now, it's different when you call the KSCO comment line at 429-2222. If you're calling to do anything but praise us, we're not interested, okay? We don't entertain any kind of negativity whatsoever. But on this program, if you disagree with something you hear, we encourage you to call, and we'll put you on. We'll be polite to you as long as you're polite to us. Okay, special guest is Bernie Owens from upstate New York in WWLZ country, and WWLZ is also broadcasting this program. Let's see, who should we put on next? Oh, golly gee, we've got, we should put Bernie on, of course, and lock him in. And let's put on Mark in Monterey, who called before, and I guess had to relieve nature's internal pressure or something, but you're back, right, Mark?
Hey, Michael, how you doing?
Hey, good.
I called you last week because I was interested in your American Longevity products. I'm the GIMP piano player here.
Oh, who called me?
I called you. Yeah, I called you last week, or maybe it was 2 weeks ago. We were talking. I was giving you the rundown, asking you about where, if you've been to the places where you get all your minerals and all the stuff like that.
Oh, okay, I remember.
Yeah, I'm a musician here in Monterey. I do refrigeration. I'm doing some field work right now, so I was in between jobs. But I play in a band around here, and my hands are getting pretty nasty. Did I hear you say, because I wanted to call you about really reaming you guys about how much your product was. Did I hear you say that a wholesale pig pack is $140?
That's correct.
Now, at one time, you could put like $7 or $8, and you could become a wholesale buyer, and you could get it for $140.
Yeah, instead of $200.
Yeah, well, I tried to get your pig pack about 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And I explained to everyone that I was a wholesale buyer, and this person was going to sell this thing to me for around $230. And that's when I went, I said, no way in hell was I going to pay that kind of money. I would give it $140 to give this thing a good try for 6 months. But, I mean, it was really outrageous. I think you might have a little bit of gouging among your own people.
Oh, that's crazy. But anyhow, I'm happy that you brought that up, and I want to find out more about it. If you could email me, I'd really appreciate it, because I want to get to the bottom of that.
Oh, I would gladly will, because I would like to try to get something to try to get back in to be more of a player like I used to, because right now, man, I feel like the Tin Man without his oil can.
Okay, wow. I don't mean to make light of that, but it's funny. It's the way you describe it.
You're exactly right. It is. Yeah. Oh, I get out of bed, and I'm 46, 47 right now, and I'm an old man when I get out of bed, and I don't do any bad stuff.
Yeah, well, I don't
drink, smoke, do drugs. Maybe I should start.
You'll start feeling and acting like Bernie if you do, I think. Anyhow, Mark, thanks. Do email me, okay?
I appreciate it. I will be on this.
Okay, thanks. There's Mark in Monterey. Here comes Big Gun Gordy in Boulder Creek, California. BGG, you're on. Hi.
Good late morning to you both. Yeah, the pharmaceutical companies, they have a big monopoly, and they do feed money to our Congress critters. In fact, we heard of some bribes going on just a couple weeks ago, didn't we? Or when Congress critter was caught holding the money bag of $90,000 in his freezer. This is what goes on in Washington. The problem here, as I see it, and it's probably a socialistic notion, is the pharmaceutical companies and our people in Congress feel that it's okay to sacrifice the individual for the common good. Now, what that means to us individually is taking away our individual choices and telling us that we do no longer have the responsibility for ourselves, but we must rely upon the medical community for any treatments that we might try to obtain. Now, what's wrong with that is that people are individuals. Our individual body chemistries are different. And your average doctor or pharmacist cannot possibly, in a five-minute exam, tell you what you need in the form of nutrients. It is up to the individual to experiment for themselves and find out what works for them. Now, once that choice is taken away, then you're going to get things like Librium and Valium and Haldol and all these other drugs that have proven destructive to the brain over a period of time. But the important thing here is for not to give up any rights that we currently have, especially when it comes to picking and choosing what goes into our body.
I think you said it all. BGT, you got to run. I'm sorry. It's only a minute left, and we promised that we would put in Dan from New York here. So quickly, Dan, we're sorry we don't have much time, but you're on. Oh, he left after all that. Well, Bernie and Bruce and Aptos, we got to apologize. There just isn't time for the... God, I feel awful when that happens. We try to get everybody in, but Bernie, thanks for being a guest today.
Hey, Michael, thank you for having me, and do tell that guy that called in about the eyes. You go to wellnesshour.net, and you hit the main menu, and from Bernie, click on that, go all the way to the bottom, and the eye chart's there. Try it out. Let me know how you do.
Oh, sounds...
Michael, I enjoyed it. Thank you for having me on.
Yeah, and it was a great idea you had to simulcast this on WWLZ, your flagship station.
Yes, I think so, everybody enjoyed it.
And that's terrific. So we got to do this much, much more often. So continued success to you and Roger and Dan and the gang, and keep going at it here.
We try to keep everybody healthy, Michael.
All right, this program will be rebroadcast on KSCO between the hours of 10 p.m. and midnight tonight, or anytime on demand at www.ksco.com. See you next week or thereafter. Okay.
That's all, folks.
KSCO Santa Cruz, Salinas, Monterey. It's 12 noon.
Plot stopped in Canada.